not always raining. There'll be days like this when there's no one complaining. There'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
It is 3:07 on the Central Coast as we say good afternoon, happy Monday, and welcome to another edition, another week of Hometown Radio. Up and running now on this Monday, July 10th, 2017. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you. Thanks for supporting live, local, Hometown Radio. I start off with two things. Number one, the dog from Friday, Winston, did not get adopted. He's still out there waiting for your county animal services. Someone please, please, please go get that dog. He really is a winner. Secondly, I don't need to remind you that we are sitting here surrounded by fire. We've got fire to the south. We've got fire to the north. We've got fire to the northeast. Craig Hill is keeping his eye on the situation, and if there's any breaking news, any updates to give you, we will immediately interrupt this program and give you that update. If you've got updates for Craig, you can call him directly throughout the show at 543-8830 if you want to let him know what's going on. Otherwise, we're going to do the show that we've planned, which means at 6:05, Sandra Nielsen is back with us. Let's talk about G20 and Donald Trump and the Russians and what the heck happened in Germany. Because I don't know about you, but I am very confused. 5 o'clock, we've got former emergency room physician Dr. Steve Sainsbury is back with us. He wants to talk about gun ownership and why he is concerned about people who own guns. During the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to meet two women who are trying to begin a dialogue between the left and the right. Is that possible? We'll find out. We'll hear from all these guests. We'll hear from you. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Up first, something different. We've got the Harmony people in the studio, and one of them has a guitar, which means I think we're going to hear some great music. They've got a concert tonight in Morro Bay and also a second one Saturday night in San Luis Obispo. We welcome to this broadcast Gary Garrett, who used to live on the Central Coast, and Angelisa Aitken. Nice to see both of you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thanks.
Angelisa, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for being here. Let's start with tonight. What's happening in Morro Bay?
Well, it's one of the Steve Keys Songwriters at Play events. We're going to be the featured act, so we get the long set. It's at the Wine Cellar, which is on the Embarcadero.
Okay. Well, starting what time?
Show starts at 6:30. We'll go on probably about 8 o'clock.
What time, how much does it cost me to get in?
Nothing.
Free?
Yeah. That's
you guys
right.
Working
free.
For free?
There's a tip jar.
All right. Yes. Working for tips.
Yeah, working
I should
for
try
tonight.
That. Right I'd be on. Broke. All right. And then Saturday night's the big one.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We're Steinberg Gallery, and we're sharing the bill with Inanna Rose and Holly Ann Lewis, who are terrific singer-songwriters. Yeah.
What time is that?
That show starts at 7.
That also free?
Nope. That one's $15.
All right.
Bargain.
Well, so I was in radio, I'd go tonight, get you for free. I get you.
Right.
Is there a website?
Yeah, our website is theharmonypeople.com.
Angelisa, why do you call yourself the Harmony People?
Oh, gosh. When we first started making music, we had a different name.
Right.
And some people who loved our music hated our name.
What
and
was the name?
It was voice recognition, which we really liked because we'll tell you our origin story later. But
that sounds like an alternative right now. I like Harmony People better.
Yeah, well, so yeah. We kind of...
More upbeat.
Yeah, yeah. So various people were sort of getting in our face and saying, you've got to change your name. Only a couple of them, but it felt like a lot of them. And so we said, okay, well, when the universe is ready and gives us something better or we think of something better, we'll do that.
Right.
So what happened is I left my vitamins on the other side of the island. I live on the big island of Hawaii.
Okay.
And someone came over who I'd never met to give them to me as a result of social media. Thank you very much.
They're friendly in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, people are. Yeah. And anyway, we were chatting. We were on the Saddle Road just chatting as she gave me my stuff. And she said, so what do you do? And I said, well, I'm in an original duo. And she goes, oh, I know who you are. You're the Harmony People. You just did a concert and all my friends went and I couldn't go and I heard it was great and oh, wonderful. So we just
it was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was.
How long have you been together?
3.5 years. We met in September of 2013.
Yeah.
And Greg, you used to live here.
I used to live here. I've lived in SLO in 5 cities, a lot of years in Shell Beach.
You miss it?
Very much. We come here about twice a year to sing, and It's always wonderful to be back.
Have you written a song about the Central Coast?
We have indeed. Yes. We'll hope to play that one.
Okay. Yeah. How about a song to give us a sense of what the Harmony people are like?
Okay.
You bet.
Great.
Does it need an introduction, a setup?
Just to tell you that there's a... It's a post-apocalyptic road trip song that takes place in Hawaii. And so it has two titles, Driving and Holo Holo. Holo Holo means road trip.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yes. All right. Right.
There you go. Perfect way to start off a Monday show. All right, here's the Harmony people. Go for it.
Great.
Sunday morning. On the island, I've got my pedal to the floor. Life is good here on the island. The tourists don't come around anymore. I've got my 42 Chevy and a gallon of gasoline. You've got the prettiest smile I have ever seen. And we're driving. Driving. Sunday morning on the island. The air is cool and the road is clear. All alone here on the island, since Andy's truck broke down last year. I haven't seen a vapor trail since 2044. I wonder if there's anyone on the mainland anymore. But we're driving, holo, holo, driving, no particular place to go. Driving, holo, holo, driving. Nothing on the radio. Sunday evening on the island. Time to turn and head for home. This stretch of highway went back with Pele in the 47 flow. I hear the crunch of cinder as I turn my car around. Your hand takes hold of mine. The sun is going down, and we're driving, holo, holo, driving, holo, holo, driving, no particular place to go, driving. Nothing on the radio.
Wow. That's the first beat, Craig. I've never heard an upbeat, mellow, post-apocalyptic song. Have you?
Yeah, I was listening to that. I'm like, am I understanding this correctly?
I love the Harmony people are the opening guests on today's edition of Hometown Radio. Welcome back for more chat, more music. Stick around. We're live. We're local. We're Hometown Radio. It's the Dave Congleton Show.
tomorrow on Hometown Radio, we'll meet Phil Keegan. He is the host of TV's The Amazing Race. He's got a documentary showing in Santa Maria on Wednesday. We'll get a preview tomorrow. Also, we'll talk about the Avalor Ranch housing development that's being proposed. And Jeff Buckingham will be here talking about net neutrality. We're here weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 on News Talk 920, FM 96.5. We are KVEC. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you. California headline news at the bottom of the hour. Meanwhile, we are back with our visiting musicians. They're called the Harmony People. We've got Gary Garrett here also, Angelisa Aitken. Gary, for folks who's tuning in, let's remind them, please, about tonight and Saturday night.
Of course. Tonight, we're singing at the Wine Cellar in Morro Bay. Beautiful little tasting room. It's got great acoustics. Really nice place to listen to music. That's one of Steve Keith's Songwriters at Play showcases, and we are the featured act. That show starts at 6:30, and it's free with a tip jar. And then on Saturday, we've got a big concert, Stainberg Gallery, one of the best places to see music in town. Beautiful spot. We'll be on at 7 o'clock with Inanna Rose and Holly Ann Lewis, the Lewis and Rose brand-new duo.
Angelisa, how do you describe your music? How would you describe it to people?
I would describe it as powerful, beautiful, and fun.
But what genre? What do you do?
Oh, we're folk musicians.
Okay.
Acoustic music, mostly.
Is it mostly stuff you write yourself?
We write our music. All we do write harmonies and arrangements to other people's music occasionally.
I've always been impressed by, since I'm non-musical myself, the people's ability to harmonize with two, three, four singers. Mm-hmm. That's got to... It can't be as easy as it looks. You guys make it look easy.
Thanks. Well, it is easy for us on some levels. And we're trying to demystify that so that we can teach others. And we have a wonderful little harmony workshop that we give.
What's your secret to staying in harmony?
Listening. And developing that double-channeled brain that can listen to yourself and another at the same time and feel the relationship between the two notes.
What's your secret to working together and being together?
terrific friends.
We really naturally
get along great.
We became instant, very, very great friends, and that's huge. We've spent probably thousands of hours in the car together, and we get along great.
Yeah, but it's only been 3.5 years.
That's right. We've traveled
a long ways.
No, do the math. Actually, you know, it's many hundreds of hours. How much time? We've driven at least 15,000 miles in our career.
That's true.
So that works out to quite a lot of time.
We're instant family.
Now, you've written a song about the Central Coast.
Yes.
Since, Gary, you were here a long time.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a huge fan. I absolutely love it here. I wrote us this song called The Cove many years ago, and Angelisa brought the harmony to it.
Can we do it in under 4.5 minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Harmony People.
There's a place by the ocean, caught between the cliffs and the tide, a narrow sandy slice of the garden with the rocks on either side. Come and meet me by the water. I'll see you at the edge of the sea. Neptune's son and Aphrodite's daughter, for one day we shall be free. You won't need your suit of armor. You may leave it on the sand. Feel the sun upon your body and and the breeze upon your skin. Come and meet me by the waters. We'll gather at the edge of the sea. Neptune's sons and Aphrodite's daughters, for one day we shall be free. Come and meet me by the waters. We'll gather at the edge of the sea. Neptune's sons and Aphrodite's daughters, for one day we shall be free. One day we
shall. There you go. Harmony people on this broadcast. All right. All right. So, Gary, talk a little bit about the inspiration for that song, since it's linked to the Central Coast.
Well, it started off with different lyrics. I had a friend, a dear friend, who spoke of coming down to the beach and gathering with friends every weekend at Pirate's Cove. And that was, I played volleyball there for years and years. And so that's kind of what that song is about. You won't need your suit of armor. You may leave it on the sand. Feel the sun upon your body and the breeze upon your skin.
When was the last time you were in Pirate's Cove?
Gosh, it's been months. Probably 6 months ago. Yeah. Miss it.
And so when he comes to you with a song like that, what's your reaction, Angelisa?
Oh, yeah. Let me start singing with you in harmony. I just hear harmony and then we refine it and work it. But I just start singing what I
So
hear.
In that collaboration, does the song change much from his original draft?
Occasionally. If it's his song, yeah. Sometimes it changes. Like, I'll come up with a harmony he hadn't thought of, and we'll shift chords a little. Or sometimes we've shifted lyrics here and there to just kind of refresh something. And you know,
all right. Here we go. We're off to California Headline News. We have a traffic and weather update for you. And we'll be back with more of our conversation, more live music from the Harmony people. I'm Dave Congleton. We're live. We're local. This is The Dave Congleton Show. You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show, still to come on this broadcast during the 4 o'clock hour. Can the people on far ends of political spectrum find middle ground, common ground, and have a dialogue? We'll find out. During the 5 o'clock hour, former emergency room physician Dr. Steve Sainsbury talks about guns and gun ownership and deaths from guns. Sandra Nielsen is here at 6:05. We'll get her perspective on the recent G20 meeting in Germany. It is a Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We're starting things off, though, with some live music courtesy of our guest, the Harmony people. Gary Garrett is here. Angelisa Aitken is also here. All right, Gary, hit it. What's going on tonight and Saturday, please?
Sure. Tonight is the Wine Cellar in Morro Bay, a really nice tasting room. And we'll be at the featured act at a Songwriters at Play showcase. That starts at 6:30, and it's free with a tip jar. And then for a mere $15, you can see us and Lewis and Rose, newly minted duo of Holly and Lewis and Inanna Rose. That's the Steinberg Gallery, Saturday night at 7.
And people get their tickets at the door?
Brown paper tickets or at the door. We have a link available on our website, theharmonypeople.com.
I always encourage people, if they go to the Steinberg, go early and have dinner there because the food's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And you get a good seat.
Yeah.
So it all works out. So how'd the two of you meet? What was the story? It must be a story.
And there certainly is.
There's a story there.
Yeah. Well, I was singing to an audience in Northern California after a relationship workshop. Anjalisa had been in the workshop, but it was huge.
I'm sorry, a relationship workshop.
Yeah, we were in sort of a transformational Human Awareness Institute, does these workshops up in Napa.
Okay.
And she was there, I was there, but we never met during the workshop. And on Sunday night, I was singing to a bunch of people, and they were piled up on cushions after the workshop was over, and I was singing the song we're about to sing to you. And all of a sudden, this beautiful, perfect harmony came out of the pillows, and and it was astonishing. Here she was singing the perfect harmony to my song, which she'd only heard once before. And it was, I was very impressed.
Making this up.
I know,
you're
right? It's a movie scene. Okay, it doesn't even get, it even gets better.
You just started singing. It's like a heckler.
Like a heckler. Full voice.
Don't start doing an interview during my interview, or you're out of here. Okay? I'm sorry.
What was going on in your head at that time?
Well, okay, so the harmony was just loud and clear, and it just seemed really obvious, like a no-brainer. Here I am in a transformational workshop. Yes, people are attentively listening to this gifted songwriter singer over there who I don't know. However, this harmony needs to be heard. So I kind of gave myself a pep talk and took a nice deep breath and got a little courage, and then I just sang it.
How'd you respond when somebody from the audience is singing along?
Well, on the radio, you'll have to describe this to your listeners, but it was kind of like this.
Okay.
I was nodding up and down, and I didn't
miss
a beat.
Got a goofy look on him.
Of course, I didn't miss a beat.
I think his eyes kind of went,
you know, like a Tex Avery Big Bad Wolf. My eyes came out of my head on springs.
They did, but he kept singing. He didn't miss a beat. And anyway, we never met that night, but these voices.
Wait, stop.
Yes.
Yeah, she does this, and you let her get away.
Exactly. I'm still singing, and all of a sudden she's gone, right?
That's right. It was bedtime.
So,
like you said, this was Sunday night.
She just took off.
I took off.
Wow.
Next morning at breakfast at the resort where we were at, we both stumble in right around the same time, which was about 10 minutes before they closed down the breakfast shift.
Right.
And I was like, I know you. You were singing with me last night, and yeah, that was me, and who are you, and all that. So we started talking, and it turned out I was going to be in San Francisco a couple more times over the next 5 weeks. I was on a road trip. And anyway, he says, come be my guest, and I did, and we started singing at his place, and then within like 20 minutes of that meeting, we both knew we were going to fly long distances to make music together. We both knew this was our collaborator that we'd both been hoping to find eventually, and we did.
So. Wow, that's got to be pretty powerful.
It was amazing.
It still is.
So is there a song out of all this?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the song that she piped up and sang along with.
All right.
It's called Be Love. He didn't look much like a holy man. I hadn't known him very long. Something in his eyes told me he'd seen it all. And so I sang him my sad song. I said, I've been chasing women half my life. The other half, they're chasing me. It always seems to lead to trouble. What can the problem be? He said, you gotta be loved. Be loved. Let the world come to you. Be love. And let the world come to you. He said, I understand the mission. find the one you're dreaming of. And in these days, I know you truly can look everywhere for love. But think about it, where does love come from anyway? You know it comes from you and me. What a funny game to look for love when you own the factory. Be love. Be love. Be love. Be love. And let the world come to you.
People, Gary Garrett, Angelisa Aiken here. And Angelisa, you're very expressive with your hands, I notice. Is that typical for you?
Yeah. I think so.
A lot of singers come in here, they just kind of sit there and sing the song. Her hands are all over the place.
Yeah, and Angelisa's always dancing on stage and moving and acting out the song.
One of those yeah. Stevie Nicks kind of things.
Right? Is that what
Stevie
she does?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been coached by a couple of people, and one lady was like, keep your hands still, and somebody else was like, express the music. And honestly, I perform better when I express the music with my whole body.
I would think you'd have to do what's natural, whatever
right.
you feel.
That's right. What comes natural.
So, Gary, talk. How long before the two of you got together were you a solo musician?
I had been full-time for about 3 years at that point.
So how is it different being a solo as being part of a duet?
Oh, it's incredibly different. There's somebody else to lean on, somebody else to root for, somebody else to...
Is it harder or easier?
Much easier. Much, much easier.
Really? That's,
yeah. Not only being on stage is much easier with somebody there. You're sort of... The thing about singing harmony is that it's about resonance. When people are singing harmony, their voices support each other and lean on each other. So I actually find that my voice lasts better, even though I'm singing just as much as I would if I were solo, because we sing almost everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And as
mm-hmm.
far as promotion, sales, that kind of thing, it's so much easier to pick up the phone and get a gig on our behalf, on the team's behalf.
Why is that?
Boy, I couldn't. Something about playing for a team. When you're a solo singer-songwriter, your ego is completely on the line. Spreading it out a little bit really helps.
We're sharing the burden. That's really what it comes down to. We're sharing the joy. We're sharing the burden. We share all the jobs. And people are interested in seeing collaborations. I think, I just think it works.
Talk a little bit about life on the road. What's that like?
Because
I'm so anchored here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I do the same job. I come to the same place every day, and I'm okay with that. But when I was younger, I probably would like to have been on the road more. But
yeah. I hear you. Well, you know, I was raised in California. I live in Hawaii as an adult since I was 33, but I was raised here. So our first two or three tours were on the West Coast. And so this was just an amazing bringing California back to me experience. And I am writing a song called Thanks for Bringing California Back to Me. It's not done yet. And it just kind of, we'd be in a town and I'd go, I feel like I've been here before. And chances are I was, because my family were big road trip people. So I might have been 7 or 8 in some place that he's taken me back to because it's on his route, or he mm-hmm. wants me to meet these friends. I also have relatives in California, both my brothers and their families, some cousins. So our tours have always been connection tours. And we have this saying now that it's a connection and a reunion tour, because we stay with friends and relatives wherever we go. Except this summer, we'll be staying with some strangers and new friends. It's going to be a whole new experience as we go into new territory.
Could be another song.
Indeed. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, we'll come back for a final song and a final segment with our friends, the Harmony People. I'm Dave Congleton. This is News Talk 920 and FM 96.5. We are KVEC. Stick around. Let me remind you that we are streaming live on the web at 920kvec.com. We also podcast. Yeah, Craig usually gets the podcast up by about 7:30 every night. That's also at 920kvec.com. You can find us on Facebook at News Talk 920kvec. There are any number of ways to remain connected to this station, this broadcast. Oh, and there's the KVEC app. I'm telling you, it's the way to go. Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News. I'm Dave Congleton. We're back in our final segment with the Harmony People. Gary Garrett is here, Angelisa Aiken also here, and Gary's going to remind us about the two big gigs this week. Gary.
Okay, Wine Cellar tonight in Morro Bay. Come on by. And that show starts at 6:30, and we're the featured act. That one's free with a tip jar. But then we have the concert. We're really looking forward to a split bill with Lewis and Rose, Inanna Rose and Holly Ann Lewis. And we're going to do some collaborating. I haven't mentioned that before, but we've worked up four songs to do all four of us together on stage.
Oh, they're pretty amazing. So that should be a good mix.
That'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, we like them so much personally, too.
I'm kind of curious about how you develop your onstage. I don't know. You obviously become comfortable in front of an audience, and you build up your persona a little bit. Talk a bit about that process, because I couldn't get on stage and sing to people. So you got to feel, there's got to be a big sense of confidence for you, right?
Yeah.
And then you're kind of feeding off the audience's energy, right?
That's the big part is paying attention. Just watching, paying attention, seeing how the audience is doing and what they're up to and picking up on their vibe.
Yeah.
And reflecting it back and amplifying it.
You know, I've been a singer or an actress one way or another my whole life. Nothing much professional, occasionally, but until I met Gary. But I've always done it since I was teeny.
Yeah.
And I can be shy and awkward in situations, but not so much on stage.
You get on stage and boom, you're a different person.
It's just something I love to do, is expressed and hear and see the reflection that people are getting the message and enjoying the experience. It does feed you. You said that we feed off their energy, and it's true, we do. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. How about a little, one last song here?
Sure.
I guess this is a co-written song?
Actually, this is one that I came in with.
Okay.
They're all co-writes, as Gary said earlier, because we've added guitar and harmonies and beautiful stuff to each other's songs. And come to see our shows and you'll hear some more recent co-writes that
all
we
right.
have. But this is one of mine I came in with, and it's called All the Way Home.
There we go.
Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. Om Shanti, all the way home. From Big Bang and starseed, osmosis, catharsis, we swam our emergence through waves, tides, and time. We started out single-celled critters in the ocean, evolving through yin-yang, our consciousness climb. We are the two-legged keykeepers and worshippers, lovers and abusers of life. We stand in our ignorance, brilliance, indifference, awestruck by our mastery and strife. Singing Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. We speak of ascension now, chakras and synergy, indigenous wisdom and crystalline earth, power and energy, conscious creation, our spirit guides whisper life, death, and rebirth. We are the two-legged dreamers and meme weavers, living our visions and prayers.
We're muscle and motion, emotion, commotion. We're labors of love, sweat and tears. Singing Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Yes, we're dancing through labyrinths, spirals, cacophony, harmony, chaos, and stillness and light. Affirming our oneness through light years of separateness. Shine like the stars in the dead of the night. Singing Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shalom. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om, Om Shanti, all the way home. Shalom, Om Shanti. Shalom, Om Shanti.
Wow. Wow. There's something different for Harmony people. Is that the opening song on your set?
It has been once or twice. But
it sounds like an opening song.
No,
it kind of sounds like. Oh, very nice. Nicely done.
Hey, we often have people sing along with us on that one.
I was tempted, but...
Especially in our house concerts.
Yeah.
You do house concerts?
We do. That's one of our specialties. We've given maybe 60 house concerts so far. They're the best. You're right there with everybody. Eye contact.
People can contact you through your website?
Yes, sir. It's theharmonypeople.com.
Next time you're through town, or even this week, if they want to host a house concert, they can contact you.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
Hmm. Is songwriting difficult?
Oh,
sometimes.
Yes.
Brutal. Yeah. It's
I mean, this doesn't come pouring out right out of you? That just didn't come right out of you, Angelisa?
Well, this one actually did. I don't know. I can't explain it, this one. But some of them take a year between he and I, and some of them take 3 days.
A year.
We've got a couple that have been in the hopper for a year. Almost done.
Hmm. Yeah.
And we've got some that we finished in a week or two. It just depends. There's really no explaining it.
Very often there's a lightning bolt where part of the song comes through easily and swiftly, and who knows where it comes from. And then we have to roll our sleeves up and finish the thing with structure and other verses.
Yeah, we need more. It's like oftentimes, wow, we've got such a wonderful verse and such a great chorus, but we need more. It's not a whole song yet. And that takes sometimes a little more life experience to figure out what needs to come next. So sometimes it takes a while.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the hour is just about up. Enough time to thank the Harmony people, Gary Garrett and Angelisa Aitken, for coming in. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Gary, that website again is?
TheHarmonyPeople.com.
And what's happening tonight?
Morro Bay Wine Cellar on the Embarcadero at 6:30. And
we go on about 8, just so you know.
And yeah. Saturday the night at Stainberg Gallery. Come on out. That's only a $15 ticket for two great duos.
And come early and have dinner.
Yeah.
Right
and on. That's right there across from Frank's Hot Dogs at Johnson in California. It's a great venue. Peter Stainberg has done a great job year in and year out supporting the arts. Thanks for coming in. Gary, final thought?
Peace, love, and music.
Angelisa, perhaps a longer final thought?
So yeah, Om Shanti, everybody. Find the peace in your heart and share it with others, and Stay safe.
Obviously, the two of you have done that through music.
Indeed.
Right. That's our message.
You got it. All right, folks, thank you.
Thank you.
Off we go. We've got news. We've got traffic. We've got weather. Stick around. We're going to talk about whether or not the left and the right can actually have political dialogue, followed by Dr. Steve Sainsbury, followed by Sondra Nielsen. That will take us all the way up to 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Dave Congleton Show.